Hi, everyone, and welcome to your third LT3 training call. I'm Kathy Perkins, and I'm assisting Dr. Lloyd with your LT3 training calls. And I have a message for you from Mary Ann. Everything you need for this LT3 program is in your program guide. Just look in the table of contents, and you'll find answers to all of your questions. You'll hear more from me during the Q&A, and I'll remind you exactly how that works when we get there. But for now, here is Dr. Alex Lloyd.
Thank you so much, Kathy, and welcome everyone all over the world to week three of LT3. And let me add one other thing, kind of logistically, that I think Mary Ann would say, too, if she was here, is in the United States, much of the United States changed their time this past weekend, yesterday, as a matter of fact. And some of you may be listening to this on recording because you missed the group recording because you forgot about that. When it comes to your one-on-one times for this week, please double-check that because my time changed yesterday. We went back an hour. So please check that to make sure that you're where you need to be for those one-on-ones. All right. Welcome to week three. I'll tell you right up front, this is the hardest week for most people among the 5 weeks. And that's because this is the week where we deal with a bunch of issues that many of you have built your life around not dealing with, and that is relationship issues, okay? Everything boils down to love or fear. Everything, success, relationships, health, achievement, you name it. Every cell in your body boils down to light or darkness, all right? They do a CT scan or MRI and they find a dark cell. Guess what? That's a cell that darkness comes from fear, okay? And you can literally see it on x-rays, on CAT scans, on MRIs. There's too much density to the cell. There's not enough oxygen. There's not enough space. There's not enough light. It's a closed, toxic cell where waste has built up, okay? Darkness comes from fear, from the fear response that suppresses your immune system, closes the cells, and those cells start becoming toxic. Love eliminates fear. So the physical manifestation of love is light, which makes the cell healthy. And if it's unhealthy, it will cause it to open up and start to release the toxins and the waste. And lots of times, disease genes will remask, and here comes health, okay? So on a physiological level and on a success level, everything boils down to love versus fear. Because physically in the body, it's all light versus darkness, which comes from love or fear. And there is no love outside of the context of a relationship. Whether it's a relationship related to God or to another person, or very often to yourself, to children, to pets and animals, etc. Okay? So if there is no love outside of relationship, then that means everything ultimately boils down to a relationship. Every problem or everything wonderful, okay? You may win the Nobel Prize, but if there is no one to share that with, if you're totally alone, chances are you're going to be depressed after winning it. And I've worked a lot with people like that, okay? So every problem, in other words, outside of an immediately life-threatening problem, wherein we're supposed to go into fear, every problem outside of immediate mortal danger typically comes from a relationship issue somehow, somewhere. Even if it's in your unconscious, even if it's in your ancestry, absorbed from another person, so you don't really even You're not aware of it, okay? But typically everything comes from relationship, okay? Which means fear, when your life is not in mortal danger, always comes from a relationship problem somewhere or other, okay? If all your relationships are great, yes, you can have circumstances in your life happen that are painful, but you will be disappointed, not in despair. If your relationships, if the circumstances in your life are great, but all your relationships are bad, chances are, even though you're rich and famous, you'll be in despair, not just disappointed. So, this week is absolutely critical. Now, let me say that for those of you who have post-traumatic stress disorders, you don't need to go poking around into those things that will trigger severe emotional responses that you cannot control until you have some healing occur. It'll heal without you having to go there, so you don't go there, all right? If you don't know what post-traumatic stress is, but whenever you think about a particular issue, you are out of it for 3 weeks, then maybe you shouldn't go there either, and you don't have to in order to heal it with the process we're starting tonight. But if that is not the case for you, you just don't want to go there. It's just painful. It's just yucky. It's just, I've been locking that stuff away in that lock closet for decades, and I just don't want to go in there. It's a mess. It stinks. It's blah. Well, I'm going to ask you to please go in there this one time, so that you can clean that room out and never have to go through this ever again. You'll never have to go through this process ever again in your life if you do it right now. And it will change things for the rest of your life if you do it right now. Okay? So I know a number of you are going to have significant resistance to doing this, because it happens with every class. So that's my plea. You'll only have to go through this once in your life, and it will make a big difference in the rest of your life, in virtually every area. And it'll significantly lower your stress load for the rest of your life for most of you. Okay? All right. Now, let me clear up a couple of other things. Your homework for today, or part of your homework, was to take the Heart Issues Finder test and make a whole bunch of calculations, okay? That is very important. A couple of things. Number one, we have two tests. One's called the Heart Issues Finder, one's called the Success Issues Finder. Don't do this with the Success Issues Finder. It won't work and won't make sense. Do it with the Heart Issues Finder, all right? And then secondly, we're not going to deal with any of those calculations until week 5. So if you've not done that yet, you've got a 2-week reprieve. If you have done it, then you're 2 weeks ahead, and when we discuss those in 2 weeks, you'll already have that done. So it's not wasted effort by any means. And that is very, very important, those calculations, and we'll talk about how important it is, why, and exactly how to use those in week 5. Okay, so what we want to do starting this week, won't finish it this week, but starting this week, is to heal the source of every relationship issue of your life. And because of what I just said over the last 15 minutes, if you heal the source of every relationship issue of your whole life, you've just gone a long, long way to healing the source of every problem of your life. Because virtually every problem is either strongly connected to a relationship issue or comes from a relationship issue as its source. So here's how we're going to go about this week. I'm going to give you four new codes this week, okay? All of them will be once a day each, all of them, okay? The first one will be for relationship identity, and you guessed it, probably, if you've paid attention the last 2 weeks, it is for the unconscious issues that negatively affect relationships and have your whole life. So for that one, since you don't know what the issues are, you will simply pray that all of the unconscious and subconscious issues, all the generational issues that you have that come from or are negatively affecting relationships will all be healed. And that's not worded exactly. That's just the general idea. You say it sincerely from your heart, and that'll be the best prayer for that you can pray. But that all of the unconscious and subconscious relationship issues you have in you will be healed totally, completely, and permanently. All right? And that's the first one. The second one is for relationship issues with others. And this can be others you feel like have wronged you, or others that you have wronged, or maybe some of both, or maybe you don't know who wronged who. It doesn't matter, okay? But relationship issues with others in any way. The next one, the third one, will be for relationship issues with yourself, and these are often the most important, okay? Guilt, shame, regret. Why did I do that? Why didn't I do this? I had an opportunity 20 years ago, and I really believe if I had actually gone out on a limb and gone for it 20 years ago, the whole rest of my life would have gone very, very differently. Why did I do this wrong thing 20 years ago? I feel like ever since then that my whole life has gone in a very negative way ever since then. Why did I do that? That was stupid. That was dumb. That was not wise. If I could go back, I would give anything to go back and change this or that. And then lastly, number four, relationship issues related to God. Things you have against God. You know, if you're really God, that means you've got all the power, so you could have stopped this from happening. Or you could have made this good thing happen that I've been waiting 20 years for and it's never happened. How come you help other people but not me? Or, no way God can ever forgive me for doing all the bad things I've done and that sort of thing, okay? So all four of those we're going to deal with. Now, relationship identity, there's no way for you to know what those issues are, and you don't need to know. Just do the code I give you in the LT3, pray that prayer, and those will be healed, okay? But the other three are all conscious. So I want you to go through a process to help heal those, okay? Again, if you have PTSD or something, you don't have to do this. But for the rest of you, I'd like you to address these one at a time. Issues with others, issues with self, issues with God, one at a time. And I would like you to get in a quiet, meditative place to, let's say, start. I'm going to use issues with others for an example, but all of the three would work exactly the same. I'd like you to say a prayer. I want to find and heal all of my relationship issues with others totally, completely, and permanently starting right now. Okay? And then I want you to put your head back, close your eyes, relax, take slow, deep breaths from your stomach, and wait. Wait for a relationship issue with others to come up to your conscious awareness. These are all conscious issues, okay? When it does, jot it down on your piece of paper under issues with others and rate it 0 to 10 as far as how much it bothers you when you think about it, 10 being the most. Put your pencil down, close your eyes, put your head back again, relax, and wait for another issue to come up with others. When it does, write it down. Close your eyes, put your head back, relax, and wait for another issue to come up. Do that until you are convinced that is the bottom of the barrel. That is every relationship issue with others from my entire life, I believe. Now, if one comes up to you later, it's fine. You can add it. But as best you can, try to find all of them through that simple exercise, whether it takes 5 minutes or an hour or two. Almost never takes longer than that. Okay? Then I want you to go through the process with issues with yourself. Write all those down. And then issues related to God. Write all those down. Okay? Then, when I give you the codes this week and you insert them into the LT3, you're going to work on all issues with others at the same time, even if there's 50 of them. You're going to work on all issues with yourself at the same time, all issues with God at the same time, until, you guessed it, they're all below a 1, or if you're not good rating things, they're not bothering you anymore. None of them. Okay? And if half of them quit bothering you, yes, you can quit focusing on and praying about those half. Don't go just focus on the half that's not healed yet. Okay? And then at the same time, you'll be doing the relationship identity to heal the unconscious ones with yourself, others, and God, all three that you don't know about. Okay. This can be an absolute linchpin week and healing process when you heal these relationship issues. Let me give you an example. In my very first LT3 class, I had a sweet, dear, older lady. I think she was in her late 60s, early 70s. Just the sweetest lady. And she had a terminal disease. And according to the doctors, a terminal incurable disease. They had done all they could, and she was in LT3 as a last resort. Okay? She called me after this week and told me what happened. And she was doing the prayer and meditating on issues with others where you put your head back, relax, and wait and let the issues come up. And she said, Alex, an issue came up on the playground in kindergarten. Now, remember, this lady is late 60s, early 70s. She said, I know I had not thought of that issue one time in 30 years. She said, it didn't bother me that I know of, okay? But she said, as soon as that issue came up in my imagination and memory, I knew that's where it all started. And she said it wasn't someone, it wasn't that the girl on the playground did something to me, I did something to her. I was very unkind to this girl on the playground in kindergarten and never made it right. And So she worked on that with the process and the code I gave her. The memory completely healed, and very shortly after that, her terminal disease completely healed. The doctors had no explanation, and she wasn't surprised at all. She felt like when that memory came up that she was sure that that's where these things had come from in her life. That was the start of a cycle that had continued all through her life. Not that she was mean to people, but of doing things that she later regretted. And then it became kind of a thing where she would start regretting things that really she hadn't even done anything wrong, and she became afraid of doing anything because she said, I'm going to do the wrong thing. And that's where that started for her. And so when she healed that original memory, the whole cycle over the last 30, 40 years healed. The stress went away, and her immune system very quickly healed the disease that could not be cured. So I'm not saying that'll happen for any of you, but I've heard many, many stories about that related to this week in the LT3, because virtually every issue is either related to or comes from, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. Virtually every issue in your life, no matter what it is, either comes from or is strongly attached to a relationship issue. So when you heal those, it has a positive domino effect in all areas of your life. Okay? You will also be doing LT3s from success and health, but I will tell those to you individually after I test you. But each of these four new ones I'm giving you today, this week, will be once a day each for all of them, okay? And very, very, very important. So, again, I beg you to go ahead and unlock and open that closet if you don't have PTSD or something like that. I know it's unpleasant. I know it's the last thing you want to do, but understand you'll only have to do it one time, and I believe it will pay you back handsomely for that little bit of discomfort. I have to address one other area, and that's unforgiveness. When I met Dr. Ben Johnson, who co-authored my first book, he was a cancer specialist and was the director of a cancer clinic and had been lecturing for decades that he had never seen cancer where there was not an unforgiveness issue. And that was amazing to me because I'd been lecturing that I'd never seen a health issue where there was not an unforgiveness issue. And since then, that's in my book. And since then, many other medical doctors and naturopaths and psychologists and ministers and teachers and all kinds of other people have told me that they were so glad I wrote that because that's been their experience too, is they've never found any issue really where there was not a relationship issue. I'm sorry, where there was not an unforgiveness issue, which is further evidence of almost everything being related to relationship, because forgiveness is always related to relationship, okay? I've had so many people ask me, how do I really forgive? I've been trying to forgive and I just can't, or people who thought they forgave but they hadn't, people who say they forgive but evidently it didn't take. Here's my two cents on that. I believe you can know when you've forgiven someone when you 100% unconditionally accept them as a person. And you heard that right. When you 100% unconditionally accept them as a person, not their behavior, you do not necessarily have to give their behavior. Those are two different things, okay? The behavior is not them just like your wrong behavior is not you. Yeah, I know you did it, and I know it's something that may be in you, but it is not you. It's in you like a splinter is in you. And you would never say, yes, I am a splinter, or I have a splinter like I have a gallbladder. No, no, you say, I have a splinter, it's not me, and I need to get it out, and I'm going to get it out. And you do. Well, our behaviors are not us. Yeah, maybe something I did, but that does not mean it is me. It is not me, okay? And if that's not true, we're all in big trouble, okay? Because everybody's messed up. And when you start comparing, yeah, but their mess up is worse than mine, boy, you better be careful there, because I guarantee you I can find somebody where your mess up is worse than theirs. That is a no-win thing, and that's why we're not supposed to judge, okay? And plus, I've seen so many people that did terrible things that were wonderful people, and they made it right, and later you knew, man, what a wonderful person. Well, yeah, they are, and you probably wouldn't believe some of the stuff they did in their past, okay? So, we should all be about redemption and forgiveness and all of that. So, if that's true, then how do you do that? Well, you do it by doing this process and healing the source so it's easy for you to forgive. And I believe you'll find it is after you heal the underlying source, unconscious and conscious. Okay? Now, one other note about that. Doing this process can heal the fear-based, fear, falsehood, and darkness source of these relationship problems. But doing this process does not create forgiveness. Okay? So some of you may realize over the course of this week, as you go through these things, you know what? I really need to pick up the phone and say something to this person or that person or myself or God or anyone in your life. It'll be different for each one of you. If you become convinced and you believe that that is so, that in order to make something right, you can't just heal the memory. You've got to say something to somebody in a call, in a letter, in some way, I encourage you to do it, okay? And I've seen wonderful things in the last 6 years come from LT3 people that did that, who have been reunited and had everything you can imagine heal in their life as these relationship issues healed. It's almost never as painful as you think it will be. And the other person does not have to forgive you for healing to occur. You have no control over that, okay? You can only do what you can do to make it right. And doing that, plus this process this week, should be everything you need to heal it in you and in relation to health issues, success issues, etc. Okay? All right. I think we're ready for Q&A, Kathy. This is usually the shortest call of the five, but we'll see if it is tonight or not. But I think we're ready for Q&A.
Okay. Here's just a quick reminder about how the Q&A works. For those of you listening on the web, you just type your question into the box and press the send button. If you're on the phone, press *2 to raise your hand. I'll be opening and closing the lines in order, and I'll identify you, hopefully, by the last 4 digits of your phone number. Let's see. *2 to raise your hand. We'll go over to the web first. This came in very early in the call. You might have answered this already, Alex, but from Auckland, New Zealand, I've heard that the healing codes can heal scoliosis. Can they realign teeth and the mouth?
I was born with scoliosis, as a matter of fact, and have had that issue heal in my life. To be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know if we've had people report that or not. I've had people report all kinds of dental issues, healing, abscesses, wisdom teeth, all kinds of infections, root canal issues, all kinds of things like that. I don't know. I can't remember if we have had teeth alignment issues reported or not. So just being honest there.
And from Toronto, if you do an LT3 with the same code twice or more in succession, should you say the prayer each time?
That's up to you. Whatever you feel is best for you to do.
Okay, and another one from Auckland. I'm very grateful to have the removed success blocks for my family, and they have been doing these codes daily. How do we go about obtaining codes to infuse a success memory? Would this be through a healing codes coach, or do we need to get individual codes, or can we get family or group codes for that?
Well, I would just use the general code for all of those things. But if you want individual codes, you can contact Marianne and very reasonably engage one of our LT3 coaches to formulate those for you.
Okay, that's it for the web. And I think you were right, Alex. No phone questions, no more web questions.
This is a pretty straightforward week. Okay, well, that's wonderful. Maybe I did a halfway decent job of explaining this for a change. I tend to wander all over the map, as I'm sure some of you have noticed. If you have questions, of course, you can always get them answered, email them in, or hold them till our one-on-ones. And please, again, because of the time change in the United States, make sure you have your correct time based on time zones for our one-on-ones this week. And I cannot wait to visit with each and every one of you. And have a wonderful evening. And, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.